So, Susan, can you tell us a bit about your involvement with Q17 in Adelaide?
Sure. I'm running the U.S. team here. We've had several organizations within the United States come and participate. We've been planning for about 18 months, and it was really good to see that it got going.
And how do you think it's been going so far?
I've been very pleasantly surprised at how quickly we've gotten off the ground and gotten integrated and are moving forward. I have to commend the Australian Forces for what they're doing and DST for the work that they did to make this all seamless.
And can you tell us about some of the technologies that you're testing during Q?
Sure. We've got a system called Dragonfly, which typically would be on a tethered UAV due to some flight restrictions, which are not unusual. We've got it on a pole, and that allows us to see 360 degrees around with motion video cameras. If you conceptualize it, it's like having a portable watchtower that you can take out with you. So that's been very successful, and it seems the troops really like that. We've got a 3D sensor COP, COP standing for Common Operating Picture, that allows us to do pre-mission planning in a 3D environment, so you know where to put the sensors, so you can identify where dead spots are. And then when live events are going on, as sensors go off, it alerts onto the Common Operating Picture. So that allows the INT guys to do rapid requeuing. We'll be testing some capabilities where we can actually click when a sensor goes off and cue another system to look immediately.
And can tell us about your observations with the location of Q at the old Royal Adelaide Hospital. It's quite a unique site, isn't it?
Yes, it's very unique. And most of our testing is, just by where test locations are in remote areas where there's not the population noise, if you will. So being able to work in an actual urban environment, understanding the impact that has on visual sensors, particularly the airborne sensors where you do get some canyoning and you have a lot of dead spots, is very important. And operating in an urban environment isn't something that we've actually had to do in the last 15 or 16 years, at least not in a complex urban environment like we have here in Adelaide.
Can you tell us about how you feel about working shoulder to shoulder to other researchers from around the world and the Australian military?
I think it's liberating in a lot of respects. We're learning a lot. We've been able to implement some things, and we've taken a lot of lessons learned from what our partners have done. And let's be honest, none of us have unlimited budgets, and we all have great ideas. And so if we can figure out how we can innovate together, it's a cost-saving proposition for everything, and it allows us, the sum of the parts are greater than the whole when we all work together.